Kate Watts from racing.com doing a great job keeping everyone updated on Dita Clark. That is some positive news. And I know Robbie Griffiths, in his role as the president of the Australian Train Association, would be well across the situation with Dita and almost something similar, which occurred with Robbie as well, a brain type ailment. And Robbie joins us now. Robbie, I don't know if there'd be a more loved or respected trainer amongst the training group here in Australia. What's the reaction been?
Yeah, it's incredible, Michael. It's Julie Murray, her offsider, I suppose you would say, has been inundated. She can't keep up with the amount of people that are wanting to help and Dita, because she is much loved. There's no doubt about that. She's there's that many people that are wanting to help, which is fantastic. And so it's. Julie's struggling to sort of keep up with the workload just to get back to everyone that are sending the well wishes. So it's been fantastic. So we're all hoping that Dita can be can pull through, because it is extremely serious, as Kate mentioned. So hopefully the signs have been positive. So hopefully she's pretty tough, and hopefully she can keep taking the positive steps on the road to recovery.
As far as that support network's concerned, Kate said, the horses are going to be looked after, but financially, is Dita and is there anything racing needs to do to help out in that situation?
Oh, look, it's such early days. I think that when I was talking to Julie earlier, everyone's sort of on standby saying we're happy to do anything and everything that's required. It's all been such a rush at the moment for poor Julie to handle everything that needs to be done, and first and foremost is looking after the health and well-being of all the horses that are there, because there's quite a few on the property, and everyone sort of rallied around Julie, which has been great, and naturally the doctors at Monash are doing everything in their power for Dita. So Julie knows that she's only got to sort of make the necessary calls, and everyone's there to do what's required. So if we need to rally around financially, I'm sure that it's only a matter of making a few calls and we'll all sort of jump in and do what we need to do. But it's a day-by-day situation, and I think we'll just sort of take it as it comes, Michael, But certainly the industry in every aspect will rally around Dita and do whatever we need to do to make everything as smooth as possible on her road to recovery.
No doubt about that. Robbie, good day for yourself and Matthew de Kock yesterday with a double at Sandown. Here's a little highlight if you missed it yesterday.
As they reach the 100 from Dragon Time and Tarantello, La Pietra clear with 50 metres to go, staving them off. Tarantello's the late closer, but La Pietra beat Tarantello, Dragon Time and Summer Rocker. King Magnus with 100 to go. Highland Jack is flying, but King Magnus is holding on, and King Magnus won from Highland Jack and Toffee Dole. Fourth, a photo.
Well, a red letter day for yourself and also Matthew de Kock, your first winner, and then double in town in the partnership. What were the celebrations like last night, Robbie?
They were quite good, actually. We opened a very nice bottle of champagne, and we thought it tasted so nice, we will sample the second one as well. So it was quite good. We thought we'd have one for each winner, and we were very, very chuffed with our. We had a nice lineup of four runners, and the other two were awfully close to. We're very close second, so it could have been an outstanding day. But we were delighted to have two winners and so close to having four. But it was a fantastic day for the team, and very happy with the way that the whole business and the stable is heading in the right direction.
It seems to be that way, Robbie, because we spoke to you throughout the spring carnival. You said, look, I don't really have much ammunition for the spring, but the back end is where we're building up and we're kind of regenerating, and it seems to be heading that way.
Yeah, very much so, Michael. It's sort of, we knew that we were light on for the spring, and we wanted to concentrate on the back end and into the summer with some of these horses that were going to be targeted at the restricted races, and we're going to hopefully build some nice profiles over this time of the year, and and it'll give us a chance to then, you know, try and rebuild our stock to build our numbers over the upcoming season into 2021 and into 2022, you know, coming off ill health. And when you rebuild businesses, it doesn't happen overnight. So it's a process that takes some time. But we're really happy with the way it's going. And Matthew's a very intelligent young man that's had, you know, international experience. And being able to bring all that global experiences that he's had to Cranbourne and give it to our owners and the team that he works with and myself has been fantastic.
I know when the partnership first began, some of the planning down the track was to see horses moving between South Africa and Australia. And with COVID now starting to I suppose, the restrictions ease here in Australia, is there any plans to get some South African stock into the stable?
We're certainly hoping so. The roadmap is a bit difficult and lengthy. It's easier to go via Dubai. So we've certainly been in discussions with Mike because he does that a lot with having runners in Dubai and you know, having seen the ex-Dubai horse, you know, win, South African horse that Chris Waller now trains, Yulong Prince there, win the Cantala, you know, win the Group 1 race. You know, that's, you know, we've been speaking to Paul Budsworth too, to see, you know, is there a good roadmap that can, you know, speed up that process? It's certainly something that we can look at, definitely, because there is an appetite to do that, definitely. So it's something we'd like to entertain as well. So, you know, the world's a smaller place, so we'd like to certainly give that opportunity to international owners that want to have that appetite. So it's something that is on the table. So, yes, definitely.
Well, stable's on fire, and you've got five today, two tonight as well at Pakenham, so five at Bendigo. Who's your best hope today?
We like the way Miss Bankplace is prepared. It's an open race, you know, with some good talent in that event, but I think that she's going well. Matthew and I are really happy with the way she's prepared, so she's certainly a good each-way chance. Hernandez returned well at Geelong, so I think those two will represent the stable well at Bendigo. I'd stick with them out of our lineup today.
Okay. And anything tonight, or just stick to the two during the day?
I think the Bendigo runners are best. We scratched Divine Honours from Pakenham. He's going to head to have a crack at the better money at Moonee Valley. Robe de Fay, you probably want to see how the track plays because he's better when it's really firm, and even though it's been upgraded. Nothing like a high is a place. He always goes really well fresh, so stick with him as a place champ tonight at Pakenham.
Good on you, Robbie, and well done yesterday on the stable double. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you.